It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Good morning, Frosty.
Good morning from Frost Farms
in Town Hill. And since you were here last week, I know you've been extremely busy because this is a very busy season at Frost Farms. Yep. What are some of the things that have been going on? What do you have cooking over there?
I've had my head down shipping a lot of wreaths. A lot of the girls and I have been getting that done and out the door for everyone's holiday gifts. But we've been putting a lot of Christmas trees in the backs of cars, and everyone's getting into the holiday spirit. So,
hey, here's a quick question for those that love the real trees in the homes. How often should they check the water? Do the trees take the water quicker than you think?
I always check mine like every other day.
Okay.
Just because,
okay.
I don't know.
And I ask that because I haven't had a real one in a long time, but I remember as a kid, my dad always having to, you know, he was checking that, and we had a big watering pot, so I wondered, you know, how often do you do it to keep it safe?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just get nervous about it, so I'm always like, I just always check it every couple days and see what's in there. Plus, it's always a struggle to get water in there, so sometimes I put a little bit and then I give up, so I'm like, I'll get another dose tomorrow.
Do people ever put anything in there? Like, sometimes people put things in for flowers or any, like, nutrients, or you just do water?
I've heard different things. Some people put aspirin in there or
really?
Sprite.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I think.
Sprite?
Yeah.
Sprite.
It's supposed to help.
How about some Cap Morgan and Coke?
I know, right? Guess a good way to get in the holiday spirit. Get down there and the tree's dancing.
Well, one of our listeners asked if I could ask if there's any wisdom into unplugging the tree before you go to bed, because they're afraid of, I don't know, an electrical fire or something?
Well, I think, you know, typically they always say if anything's on an extension cord, right, you should unplug that always. I always unplug mine at night. It's just like routine.
I plug them in when
I get home and unplug them at night. So, you know, I would say safety above all else.
All right.
And that's the Frosty Report, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.